as the father of our Constitution. I often find myself bewildered at the people in this country as to how blatantly blind and deaf they are to the issues that are directly in front of their faces. In this country, people are led to believe, through the lying state-controlled narrative, that the only people that are under attack by some dictator, well, of course, that only takes place in a third-world nation. So, without further ado, let me lay some questions for you to ponder and to consider. Since September 11th, 2001, who has been creating unconstitutional bureaucracies to further control and oppress the American people? Has it been a third world foreign dictator? Was the unconstitutional Patriot Act enacted by a foreign government? The Patriot Act was not read by one representative and was pushed through at 3:45 a.m. Or what of the unconstitutional Department of Homeland Security, which is premised on a pretended authority, stacking oversight and control over those who are known Muslim Brotherhood operatives? The Transportation Security Administration is another pretended authority and created office to violate Americans while traveling to and fro. Remember, this does not apply to illegal immigrants. They are there to harass Americans, which is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is labeling American Christians and patriots as the enemies of the state? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is covering up for terrorists? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is suing governors on the southern borders who are magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against illegal immigrants? Is it a foreign government attempting to divide and conquer the American people in hopes of domestic insurrection? Or was it a foreign third world dictator that released 179,027 illegal felons onto the streets of America, of course, only endangering the lives of the American people? Is it a foreign third world dictator that seeks to strip Americans from the right to bear arms? Is it a foreign third world dictator trying to demoralize America through redefinition of God's design for marriage? Is it a foreign third world dictator attempting to force Americans to pay for the socialist blueprint and unconstitutional Obamacare, Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution? Is it a foreign third world dictator that sends out spoilers to destroy groups that oppose this administration's dangerous ideologies through the Internal Revenue Service? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is promoting and identifying America as a democracy to destroy America's constitutional republic? Read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is illegally, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, indoctrinating America's youth through International Baccalaureate, a global education scheme, No Child Left Behind, or Common Core? Is it a foreign third world dictator that sanctioned the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 innocent babies in the womb per day in America, totaling 55 to 60 million murdered babies, which is equivalent to 18 states? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is attacking America's Christian heritage and the American Constitution? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is defending, supporting, and promoting America's sworn enemies? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is lying to the American people on a daily basis? Is it a foreign third world dictator that has transgressed the Constitution, behaved badly over 1,063 times in the last 7 years? Finally, is it the American people who have tolerated those who have committed the crimes of a foreign third world dictator in their own country? Why, yes it is. When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers, said John Calvin. And while the American people stand back and complain of a criminal administration violating the constitutional covenant, they fail to remember that they are guilty of violating God's. We should be up here in about 10 seconds.
Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, let me get to this because we have a guest on today. And I just want to reiterate what we've been talking about over the last couple of days of the foreigners fighting for political office to rule over the American people. We're seeing this all across the country. As a matter of fact, somebody just brought up the idea, or not the idea, but the information that there's over 50 Somalians in the halls of government today. And in contrast, I showed you what in fact is happening over in England right now. Every one of those cities that we know of, friends, and also concerning the commons there, they're all Pakistanis. They're all Muslims that have rule over the people there. And they're completely overthrown. And we're beginning to see that more and more here in America. Now, I want you to remember something, that it's your federal and state governments that have allured these people into this country. Matter of fact, many of the agencies that have been set up after September 11th have been used to actually bust these illegals treasonously into the United States of America. You all are aware of that, right? Well, simultaneously, we're also noticing these agencies are attacking the American people. I mean, for example, we all remember Waco, Texas, right? We know how the mainstream media drove their narrative, Micah 6:16, and how when the facts came out, it didn't line up with their narrative, just like every other time they create a crisis, and how they got to drive the narrative. And why is that? Because this is what good communists do. They have to lie. And they have to use the law against the law, and the use is always made over those that will subject themselves to fear, the fear of man, rather than the fear of God. By the way, the fear of man brings a snare, Scripture tells us, and then we find out what really happened. And again, I'm talking about Waco, Texas, right? Well, what we were told and what actually happened were two different stories. Okay, we all remember the Oklahoma City bombing. Same scenario there. We all remember the issue we had in New Mexico when they found a terror camp there. They were training up young kids to actually go into public schools in America to commit jihad. We had the sheriff on during that time. That was probably about 8 years ago now. We all remember what happened at Ruby Ridge, where the FBI was brought in. And they terrorized a man and his wife. As a matter of fact, when his wife came outside to talk to the authorities, they decided to use a sniper to shoot her head off while she was holding her baby. On top of that, Randy Weaver's little 14-year-old boy, Sam, was shot down by the feds.
So was their dog. And interestingly enough, they were promoted and they weren't demoted. And although Randy Weaver won a $3.1 million suit against the government, those that were responsible for murdering his wife, his son, and his dog, they were all promoted in the process. So I'm asking you to go ahead and look at what's going on here. The definition of terrorism, Oxford's English Dictionary, is government by intimidation. And while we're being invaded right now, it's interesting how they have to prove nothing, the illegals, but the American people are under attack. Remember, once again, there's a reason I keep reiterating this. This isn't because there's not enough content out there, friends. There's plenty of content to cover. But I'm staying by the Holy Ghost on what matters here. Romans 8:14, led to share with you what matters, what's happening, where it's aimed at the American people, and what's going to get the attention of the American people to respond to their attackers. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting an American, fighting a foreign enemy, forgive me. And what we're seeing, folks, is they're using, our said federal and state governments are using the illegals as a front concerning what they're using to sweep away their political opposition, while simultaneously they're also driving through the center of all these distractions. That's what they are. The best way to say it is the distractions that they're creating through the spin doctors, the mainstream media, and their useful idiots, is they're implementing surveillance towards the American people throughout the United States of America through the Big Beautiful Bill. And they're also simultaneously trying to drive a digital currency so they can have absolute dictate and control over all of your lives. Foreign countries right now are kicking up against what they're trying to implement here. But remember, friends, it starts here. Whatever starts here is going to go worldwide. Whatever stops here is going to stop worldwide. We have a duty and an obligation before God and man to put a stop as to what's going on. Now, I'm saying all of that to say this. I want to go ahead and play this video for you, this audio, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, and or beforeitsnews.com. In just a couple minutes, we're going to have Sharona Bishop up with us in just a moment, and I just want to go ahead and give a little bit of an introduction so you can see for yourself as to why I'm talking about these issues even now.
Sharona Bishop, I'm from Colorado. My husband is Neil Bishop. On November 16th of 2021, we heard loud banging on our front door, and it was the FBI. They took a battering ram to our front door, pulled us out of our home by gunpoint, put us in handcuffs on our front step for my two little children to watch with tears in their eyes. What was my crime? As a mother, connecting people is literally what they told me while they went through my home for 3.5 hours terrorizing my family. But it didn't stop there. We've been under investigation for 3.5 years. We've never been charged with any crimes. What we did was we implemented exactly what we believe, the Constitution. This is a nation by the people, for the people. We have a fundamental right and obligation to make sure that we advance the policies that we believe in. And I believe the state has no representation with my child. And neither do they with your children. So we stood up, and here's the reality of today. There are so many families that are not here. There are so many parents who have lost hope, who have literally slumped their shoulders, and they've moved on because there was no justice. We demand justice for a government that weaponized itself against parents, against moms and dads. Grandmas,
are you listening, Americans?
Uncles and aunts, we are not forgetting simply because there's a new administration. We demand that these families be acknowledged, be apologized to for what this previous administration did. I also want to just take a moment to talk about the FBI. Merrick Garland, who still, he had contempt for Congress, but nothing happened to him. This dual system that does not favor the citizen, what are we supposed to do? When government comes to our home and says, you're now a criminal, they don't abide by the Constitution.
That's right.
They don't give two cares about what is right, only what is expedient for them. What are you to do, American citizen? Well, I tell you what, today is the first day. It is a step in the right direction to at least have a voice and a platform to remind America of what our government did to us. They weaponized us based on our beliefs, political, religious. It didn't matter. If you were opposed to the Biden administration's agenda and their policies, they came for us.
Folks, we're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to have Sharona Bishop on with us. Sons of Liberty Radio, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just going to hold off on the number right now, friends. We got a guest coming up here in just a moment. In the meantime, I just want to revert back to what I continuously tell you, friends, as to who's under attack in this country. Because it's not the illegals. The criminals can do what they want because 345 million people stand down when they should stand up by impeaching them and prosecuting them, whereas we find our provision in the U.S. Constitution. And by the way, that applies to every single representative from the president all the way down to our communities, friends. Okay, this is why we have this guest on right now. I want to just make one point, and then what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and pull up our friend Sharona Bishop. You know, it's interesting that scripture says in Isaiah 10, woe, it's a curse. This is the Lord cursing. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees and that write grievousness which they have prescribed. You know, one of the things that I can constantly contemplate is the idea that these people that say that they're just doing their job, yet they swore to uphold the Constitution with their hand on the Bible, how easy it is for them to forget that they're supposed to uphold the Constitution and the enumerated laws found within, not to take unlawful dictates from the corrupt. No, folks, countries are destroyed this way.
When the people are doing their job, if an unconstitutional directive comes down, you take it to them and say, we're not enforcing this. That's where you're doing your job. But this is the point that I want to make. Too many people in this country today are saying that they're just doing their job while they're attacking their own people, whatever capacity that may be. I'm just curious. I got one question for all of those people. What is it that you're going to do when you're done lying, stealing, attacking, in many cases, killing and murdering innocent people because you say you're just doing your job? What are you going to do when there's nobody else to deal with? What do you think those people that are having you do those unjust decrees, what do you think they're going to do with you when they're done using you to do their biddings for them? I'm just curious. You know, one of the lessons that the American people have yet to learn is prevention is better than cure. Instead of the American people rising up in dealing with corruption, the Bible tells us clearly that we're supposed to leave in the lump that the whole lump might be holy. That means we're supposed to get rid of the wicked doctrines, the wicked people, and we are to bring them to justice. And if we fail to do that, well, then what happens is the best that you have in this country will be attacked by the small portion of those that you tolerate committing crimes against yourself. And this is one of those prime cases, friends, and examples of just how it will come to your front door. So without further ado, what I want to do is I want to go ahead. I just played a video of Sharona Bishop. I also want to let you know how I came across this. I was on social media platforms. It pulled up, and I seen my friend's name on there. I reached out to her, and I said, are you friends with her? And she said, yes. I said, let's get her on the radio. She needs some airtime. She's in Colorado. I'm airing live in Colorado right now. So what we're going to do is we're going to pull up Sharona Bishop. She's a mother of four who was, in fact, targeted by the FBI for connecting people. That's it. Just connecting people. Now she's mad as can be. And she's bringing the storm to Washington, D.C. This also aligns itself with the fact that their cruelties are, in fact, swelling our ranks, are they not? So without further ado, let's go ahead and pull up our friend Sharona. Sharona, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I want to go ahead and give you as much time as I can. I have you for two segments. I just want to go ahead and ask if you can go ahead and give us a little bit more of maybe of a bio that you might have to share with us in an introduction, because you're new to me, you're new to our audience, and we want to know who you are, and we want to hear your story.
Well, Brady, thank you so much, and thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak with you and your audience. I know how valuable that is, and I just want to tell you thank you for giving me this opportunity, because so many will not, whether it's fear or they just simply don't want to deal with the reality of where our country really is at right now. Even under the current administration, there's a lot that has not been set right yet. So thank you so much. And for all of the stress and the overreach that you've experienced in your life due to government, I just thank you for not giving up and not conceding. And so many people, they leave the battle and they leave the fight. And certainly we have times where we've got to take a time out and kind of catch our breaths a little bit, because it's very overwhelming and extremely taxing on your personal life, as well as, you know, business and all the other things, your spiritual life even. So I really appreciate you. Thank you for letting me be with you guys and your audience today. So I am a mom. I'm a mom of four kids. At the time that all of this takes place is 2017, when I started in the political realm. My kids were begged to go to a public school. We had left a private charter. It was a public charter, but, you know, it was a classical education and really rigid, wonderful education, actually. And we were convinced to put our two older kids into public school. And I was shocked at the, just the extreme low expectations, extremely low expectations of students. And so then from there, I was like, well, how do we change this, like every mom does? How do we fix this? And that was getting new school board members on the team so that you could have new curriculum and raise the standards. Well, from there, I began doing a lot of different things, building a social media platform. We began interviewing people on Facebook and reading legislation, all these things building up to what eventually would be the most craziest experience of our lives up to date. And eventually I would run campaigns. I was the campaign manager for Lauren Boebert's primary campaign in Colorado, the congresswoman, just the primary. She beat out a 10-year incumbent, and we did that with a massive power and gathering of regular, everyday, ordinary people, grassroots activists, people who were not involved in politics. I was not involved in politics. My husband worked in criminal justice. We are very much back the blue and law-abiding. I have no criminal history, no violent history. I've been married to my same husband who I dated in high school. Like, we are so vanilla, it's not even funny. but through that, you know, I have learned incredible founding principles from 2017 on. I was mentored by a wonderful woman and really established myself in the Constitution. I would play the Constitution over and over and over and over until it just was in my soul. And just understanding these aren't the only rights we have, but these are protected. These are the ones that are protected by this country that God has established for us.
Amen.
And so I was grounded. And Brady, you know, anyone that you've seen like yourself, I was listening to you talk before I came on, you know those who know what our rights really are and who they come from and how to defend those rights. And I did get very good at that, very good at enumerating them and then calling out our elected officials to reinforce our protected rights in this country. On a state level, though, I was not working nationally at all, and I began to do more races, help with local school board elections and city council elections, county commissioner races, and I really loved it because that's your opportunity for change, right? You're like, we can get the right people in who will represent us, even if it's just for a couple years before they turn sour, then we can really move the dial. And I was so naive. I still believe that, but I had no idea how protective the institution really is of its own. And many of these people, they're not here for the Constitution. They're not here to protect you. They are here to further their own agenda, and that's largely right. That has to do with their financial position in the world. So I had no idea, you know, just living my best life, thinking we're doing awesome work. We grew a massive social media platform. We began to read legislation on Facebook, and that was when we really, really grew because people couldn't believe the bills that were coming out of Colorado. They said I was stupid, didn't know how to read a bill. I'm like, this is stupid, and this is a bad bill, but I didn't write it. I'm just reading it.
Yep.
And it was the beginning of the sexualization of children in Colorado.
Yep.
So my passion for all of this came from my kids and just believing that we could do something better for them. Fast forward just a
Hang on a second, because you're saying so much. First of all, I'm the guy that did 365 public high schools in 25 different states, and I seen what was going on with the young people. They were being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. That is one of the reasons I stood up, because I was one of those kids, and I know what it feel like to be in there. On top of that, the federal government is illegally indoctrinating the kids, and yet you have 86% of the people in this country that call themselves Christians, conservatives, and or patriots, when they're dropping their kids off at the school gate to be raised up by their sworn enemies. So there's a lot of hypocrisy going on in this country. And so that was my motivation as well, because I was that guy. The Lord directed me to go there. Nobody else was doing it. And I just said, Lord, nobody's doing it. Somebody's got to do it. Lord, send me. I'll go. And I'm thinking of the book of Isaiah right now, where it says that he stood up and he said, Lord, send me. And it was like, that was me. So I understand that. What I see happening here, too, is a lot of similarities, because even with our social media platforms, we went from 750,000 unique visitors to the fourth month, where we were tipping over into a million, and then they pulled the rug. They shut down our YouTube page, our Facebook page. They assaulted us because we were a real threat to them. And so there's a lot of similarities. I want to ask you a couple more questions right after this hard break. This is fantastic. Not the story within itself, but just knowing that the Lord is raising up other people to do the exact same thing that we have been doing. And you just happen to be one, my friend. So we'll be right back with Sharona Bishop in just a moment here, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, "Because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, "Controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget."
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we're talking to our friend, Sharona Bishop, who happens to live in Colorado. And she's got more to tell us, folks, as to what's going on here. But I did want to share with you really quick, Sharona. I just, as much as, you know, what it had to take to get you on the radio, one of the things that we all need to understand, and I think I shared a little bit with you before, but I gave a prayer at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, and I had the audacity to end that prayer during the opening session, and I concluded the prayer with Jesus, in Jesus' name, and I had all those people that loved me and welcomed me in just turn on me instantaneously. Before I got out the back doors, I got a phone call from the office. They told me that over 2,000 outlets were basically saying that I said this, that, and the other thing until the video came out, and then it, you know, kind of proved the point. It told the story. But what they did is the more they attacked me, the bigger my ministry got. And it says, Jesus said, when I be lifted it up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. That is the power of God unto salvation. And regardless if you know it or not, Sharona, this is exactly what's happening with you right now. And I got to say this, and I hope you understand what I'm saying this, because there's no disrespect. I know we're only halfway through telling what needs to be said to the people. But I'm so happy to see that you're out there doing what you're doing. And you have to understand what's going on here if you don't. And the fact of the matter is, when you look at Revelation 12:17, it says that when we keep the commandments of the Lord and we do that which is right before him, and we have the testimonies of Jesus Christ, that the enemy will make war against her. And that's us for doing the right thing. And when it becomes clear, when they retaliated against us or retaliate against us and continue to assail us the way that they do, and they're going to continuously assail us, it's only a clear earmark. It's a clear sign that we're in the will of God. We're not outside of the will of God. And there's so far and few between that are willing to actually stand up and do what needs to be done. But you're effective. That's all they're doing, is telling you that you're effective. You're a threat to this system. And everything I've heard you say up to this point, Sharona, is exactly what's going on. And the American people are still under this delusion that somehow or another there are representatives that receive delegated power or authority from the people don't attack their own constituents. And this is what we've been seeing in this country far too long. And it's good for people to hear these sorts of stories and understand that, wait a second, it's not at all the way that the mainstream media has been spinning these stories in any sense of the word. So I just want to tell you, I'm proud of you, kid. And I'm so happy that you're out there doing what you're doing. And I know that there's a lot of heartache and pain that you've gone through. And I think that's what we need to go ahead and share with the people next. So again, our friend Sharona Barrett's online with us out of Colorado. And I just want to hear the rest of her story, friend. So at this point, I will, I'll hold my win. It's all yours, Sharona. Do we have Sharona? Okay, I'm sorry, Sharona.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, that was mine. It's all yours. Go for it.
Awesome. So to that point, understanding what is happening and why it's happening, I 1,000% agree with you. It's because you're effective, and they will silence you when you are effective. And they did a lot of things to try to silence us before the FBI raid, to put fear in our hearts, to make us back away. But we would not. We were relentless. We believed very much. My husband and I were very much aligned that this is what God's given us to do. Amen. We felt confirmed in our spiritual life, in our prayers together, and just this mission that this is not outrageous, okay? This is regular, everyday citizens who are, we have a constitutional republic that's by the people, for the people, and we are required, as you stated so eloquently, to hold our elected officials accountable. And we are the reason that they even uphold the Constitution. Otherwise, they would run amok and do what they are currently doing.
Amen.
So if we don't hold them accountable, there's nobody to enforce the Constitution. There isn't anybody. It's we the people. So on November 16th, after there's so much that has led up to this, but the crux of it is this, being a voice for our kids, holding multiple rallies at our school districts, flipping 13 school boards across the country, forcing instant resignation, serving cease and desist orders to our administrators and school board members, having unbelievable victory after victory after victory, and then ending with election investigations. Absolutely investigating election outcomes throughout our state and especially in our local community resulted on November 16th at 9:30 in the morning. I was literally pulling a berry cobbler out of my oven. My two little ones were at the table doing their school. We had homeschooled. We pulled them out. We were homeschooling at that point. And my oldest daughter, she was graduated, was downstairs in her room. My husband was there. Now, my husband worked for Colorado State Judicial. So, again, he worked for criminal justice. At any point, we would have talked with anybody. We would have met with anybody. There's a lot of different ways that the Bureau can handle things they're concerned about, but that is not what the point of this whole thing was.
Nope.
At 9:30 in the morning, I started hearing banging on our door, and they started yelling, "It's the FBI. Open up. We have a warrant. Open up." I took my boys into their room and just said, "Stay here. I don't know what's going to happen, so just stay right here. Do not come out." And my husband came upstairs at that point just because of the ruckus. He didn't know what was going on. And just before he opened the door, they took a battering ram to our door.
Yep.
The door flew open. It was unlocked, by the way. They could have just opened it, but they were there for shock and awe. They were there to make an impact statement to us. And when the door flew open, my husband has been on the other side. He has helped to conduct raids as well. and he began just talking them down, trying to calm them down. They all had their guns drawn, long guns pointed at us. Again, never had to be this way.
Yep.
They pulled us out of our home, put me in handcuffs immediately after taking my phone. I was trying to call an attorney.
Incredible.
Took my phone, took my ability to do that, put me in handcuffs on my front step. And you have to remember, too, like we're in a small town. They've blocked off our entire street. Every neighbor knows, you know, what's happening and is watching all of this. They've got me on my front step, you know, handcuffed. Eventually, they would handcuff my husband as well illegally.
Yep.
And they promptly removed the cuffs, actually, when he pointed that out to them. And then I stood out there for probably a half hour, 40 minutes. I'm not sure how long it was. And they went through every square inch of our home. There was more than a dozen agents representing four different states. Now, we can't get them to come to the I-70 corridor to go after human traffickers or fentanyl smuggling.
Right.
But I tell you what, you have a mom who is raising a ruckus about COVID mandates, elections, and the mistreatment and abuse of our kids. You are freaking going to get, you know, the wrath of the federal government.
Yep.
So
how telling.
Essentially after that.
How telling, Sharona. How telling. Yep.
Where's the priority? The objective here is to silence the citizenry.
Yep.
It is, and I'm so glad we have so many videos. A lot of this is actually not this, not the raid. We do not have the video of the raid. We've been requesting that via FOIA for 3.5 years. Patrick McSweeney, who actually wrote the FOIA Act, has requested it and done all the necessary things to get it and has been denied as well for the last 2 years. They will not release the footage of the raid at our home.
Yep.
And actually, as soon as the raid was complete, I went to social media immediately. And I told everybody what had happened. We showed our door. I didn't know what else to do because we had no recourse. And the Attorney General, Phil Weiser, who's currently running for governor of the state of Colorado, put out a statement saying that there was no force used in the distribution of the warrants and everything was done above par. Now, during the raid, one of the agents obviously recognizing pretty quickly into this whole thing that he was in the wrong house. And there was a lot of, I didn't feel that they were excited to be there once the initial shock and awe wore off and they realized, like, this is insanity and you guys are in big trouble. They didn't want to take my stuff. They kept asking me what they should take. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, hey, Sharona, what were they claiming that they were looking for? Was that just the justification to do the unlawful?
The justification was, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, so they were real disappointed when they went through our bank accounts and we had no money.
Oh.
They took all of our computers, phones, anything, basically anything digital that they kept asking me if I used these things.
Yep.
And I was just like, you guys are the ones in charge here. You have a warrant. Follow your warrant. I don't know.
Yep.
It was just bizarre. Not what I would have expected. At one point, one of the 6-7 agents that we didn't get their name or badge number, they wouldn't give us their names or badge numbers, by the way, at all.
Yep.
They wouldn't even show us the warrant for the longest time. And finally, one of the agents kind of nudged the detective and said, we do need to show the warrant. And this was after probably almost an hour of us asking for the warrant. They'd already entered our home. They'd already done all this stuff without proving that they had the judicial behind them to do that, the Patriot Act, the FISA court to do that. And eventually they showed us the warrant after about an hour. And but at one point, the 6-7 agent manhandled my daughter.
Ooh.
She's 18 years old, not on the warrant. I told her to go get her phone so she could call the attorney. And he dragged her down the stairs by her hoodie, and then he pulled her back up the stairs by her hoodie.
Huh.
Completely unnecessary.
Yep.
Like, just being shock and awe and all of that. At one point, and I think your audience will find this especially interesting, I knew I had done nothing wrong. I knew I had broken no laws. Every time I was uncertain, I would consult with an attorney just to make sure, because things were getting weird. Biden had just been elected. You know, we were going through a lot of weird things. I knew that we had rocked a boat. And then I knew that the NEA, the National Education Association, was partnering with Merrick Garland. And I remember calling our sheriff and was like, I'm feeling a little weird. If anything pops up, would you just come? If something happens, and you know, we had heard about already the several other raids, through Moms for America. I'm a part of that organization, and she had told me a couple of stories already, and then we saw the fathers. We saw people being arrested after attending school board meetings, and the police would just show up at their homes and take them to jail.
Yep.
And that happened with Jeremy Stories and multiple people in the Houston area, as well as other places in Texas. And I just was feeling nervous. I'm like, I feel things are weird. My phone was seeming weird. Everything just was seeming a little bit off.
Yep.
And also, I had been served with a cease and desist from my congresswoman, Lauren Boebert, the same one I had helped to run her
campaign. I was going to ask you about her. Sharona, I was going to listen, you got the gift of gab here, girl. There's no question about it. And you're really good at what you do. I'm saying that as complimentary in a big way. And I'm so glad if this could have happened to anybody. And I know, again, this is out of respect. I'm glad it happened to you because people need a good spokesperson and they need someone to lead the way that's not going to back down. But with that said, I was going to ask you about Lauren if she turned on you because I suspected that soon enough she would. Can I hold you over for another segment, please?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Let's do another one. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness. These firmest props of the duties of men and citizens, whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles."
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSRadio.com.
I see you calls on there, but I got a guess, so if I can get to you, I will. Just for the record, I'm not blowing you off. I do see phone calls up there, but we do have a guest right now, and I just want to make sure we can get her in. She's got a lot to say. Not only does she have a lot to say, but it's pertinent information for all of us, because what we're talking about, if you just joined us, friends, we're talking with Sharona Bishop, whose house was broken into by the FBI, because she became effective in connecting people and standing against the tyrannical acts of unconstitutional government and their said representatives. And I said theirs, not ours, because they're assuming authority that's never been given unto them. You know, one of the things that I had shared with Sharona the first time I talked to her was the fact that the burden of proof is on them, not on you. And it's interesting when things like this happen, how all of a sudden we have to go defend ourselves from what we don't know what we did wrong. And what happens, and let me say it this way. The reason that it happens that way is because they want to get you on the defensive to neuter you, to make you impotent so you no longer go forward. You know, like the church is supposed to be on the offensive and not on the defensive. You know, the gates of hell should not prevail against the church. Folks, you know, the fact of the matter is the FBI within itself and so many other agencies are unconstitutional first and foremost. And what we see is a lot of these agencies are being used and they're being leveled and aimed at what? The American people. And we've seen this far too long. And that's why we have Sharona up online with us right now, who is a victim of the FBI. I do have a couple questions for you, Sharona. So when they broke into your house, did they, we're talking about our guys that were doing the deeds of those that were working against us or attacking us concerning the likes of the head of the FBI during that particular time. These were our guys attacking our own people, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is exactly right. And I would point out the AFL American First Legal, which is Stephen Miller's organization, has brought to light finally the communications that were happening between the DOJ and the school administrators and other officials throughout the country, whether it was initially they wanted to use the Patriot Act against those who were questioning elections,
yep.
Which obviously they did that as well. But this is communications from like the 1st of October of 2021 is when they start getting really serious, because they've had this recommendation from Viola Garcia out of the state of Texas, who has said, we need help at these school boards. These parents are out of control. They're questioning us.
Yep.
And you got to remember, the school boards across the country had entered, they had sold our children out for that 30 pieces of silver. The
yep.
ESSER funds was an agreement to abuse your children for money.
Yep.
They enforced COVID policies, masking the 70% of your children will be vaccinated by an exploratory use medication, never used on anybody, but they were agreeing to do it to compel and coerce parents and children to get these shots to these kids in order to keep that ESSER money, that silver. I mean, it is unbelievable. And for the parents across the country who figured it out, which we did, and I'm recorded talking to them in the school board meeting saying, we know what this is. We know exactly what it is. And we know you sold our kids out. And we're just telling you now, we do not consent to this.
Amen.
We do not consent. And so the communications are coming out now very visibly showing the collaboration with the federal government.
Yep.
So, it used to be you'd have local tyranny. Okay. But now you had national support for tyranny in your hometown. You would not only would you not be punished if you're a bad administrator, but you would be rewarded, and you would have the FBI to do your brown shirt bidding for you. And
exactly.
That's exactly what happened.
Well, they told
exactly.
on themselves, right? So you've seen where the directives were coming from. And it's also interesting and I want to just educate for a moment, the states created the federal government. The federal government did not create the states. The federal government is the tail now wagging the dog, namely the states, when in fact we have the right to resist this nonsense. And so do the sheriffs locally, by the way. They have a lot more authority than they want to lead on that they have, but they do have it. They can actually arrest these people when they come into their counties. But with that, I want to move over to Lauren Boebert just for the sake of time here. This is no surprise, because you said there's no justice, and I'm talking about the video I played at the beginning of the show. Well, that's the reoccurring theme, and we call them the Great American Appeasers, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We talk about Jim Jordan, and by the way, many of them are under sexual scandal. They're being extorted in one way or another to do the biddings of those that they're working for, because again, as we're coming to conclusion, there's no justice, no judgment. We see Rand Paul doing this. We see Trey Gowdy doing this. Where's the justice, guys? You guys are raising all this money and extorting or fleecing your constituents, and you're talking about how you have them, but yet then 4 years later, we see the same people committing another crime against somebody else in another congressional hearing. There's no justice, and if there's no justice, we don't have any liberty, because justice guards our liberty. What became of Lauren Boebert out of that, and how did she turn on you? Because I've had that happen several times as well. I'm curious.
Yeah, it's really unbelievably disappointing. She didn't even last a year. We were like, if we could at least get 2 years out of this girl to help protect the 3rd Congressional District and support President Trump, then okay, fine. Mm-hmm. She didn't even make it a year. And listen, I was on the road with her every day. I elevated her initially right out the gate. When I saw what she was doing, I had moved to the rifle area, and I said, why has nobody tapped you to run for office? I thought she would be a great state representative, and she decided she wanted to be a congressperson. So to that end, we worked. And essentially what happened was it was feeling a little funny. Something must have happened to her. I don't know, though. I don't know what it was. I received a cease and desist from her in October. I had just spoken to her the week before. I was talking to her several times a week. I had no idea this was coming. So something happened. I guess that's what I would want all your listeners to do is go to take to social media and say, what happened, Lauren, in September of 2021? I get a cease and desist in October telling me that I can't talk about her. Yep. I can't say anything. I was just in shock. I called her, and she refused to answer the phone. Yep. And my daughter was working for her at the time at Shooter's Grill. Her children were coming to my house and continued to come to my home. My daughter continued to look after her children. We didn't retaliate against her. It's just that she never used whistleblower protection for those like Clerk Tina Peters from Mesa County, which was her district. She refused to acknowledge that she had been completely a part of everything we had done, legally and lawfully, by the way. Nothing was illegal or unlawful or in any capacity.
Yep.
And she just didn't have the courage to stand. Those guns at her hips, I mean, that was a big show, essentially, when it all came down to it. When the rubber met the road and she was tested, she did not come through. And it's very, very disappointing. And I would stop giving to her coffers. She was actually forced out of the 3rd Congressional District. She really did truly almost lose her election. And she would have lost the next one completely because we lost complete and total faith. You cannot turn your back on the grassroots when that is your base. That's exactly what she did.
She was forced
to flee to another district.
Where has this girl been? Where have you been, Sharona? My goodness, this is why it's so important. We keep going forward, keep making connections. As I said, let their cruelty swell our ranks, regardless of what they do. The more we get it out there, the more the people already know what you're saying is true. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Why they're still free to do it again? That is the great wonder here, and that falls back to the reflection of the American people and what it is that they'll tolerate. I got 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Sharona, where's everything at right now? I know that you're retaliating lawfully, and how's that going for you right now?
Well, we're going to see. We're going to see if this administration is serious about keeping their promise. Ed Martin has been tasked as the weaponization work group leader. He is supposed to be directing that and be directing the investigations into the weaponization against hundreds of parents, if not thousands, across this country. We are not going anywhere. We're not going to go away. We're not going to be putting our hope and trust in Donald Trump. It's not going to happen.
Amen.
We are going to see true change. We're going to see a public apologies. We're going to see the actual federal laws change. We're going to see those who weaponized government be held accountable, and I mean jail. I don't mean you can leave quietly and take your stipend and just exit your office. No. They will be treated with the equal justice that is demanded by the people. So those who participated in this, they are not above the law, and they should be. They will need to be held to that standard, and we're going to make sure it happens. And thankfully, we've had a lot of support in the last few weeks. I don't know, things just all of a sudden changed, and I you know, it's been hope deferred, and I still don't have a lot of confidence that what we are asking for will come to pass. But I can tell you this: we'll be a thorn in their side until it does.
Amen.
And we're not going anywhere at this point.
How do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, America's Mom on any social platform. That's our main narrative. I mean, we are here to not give parental advice. Don't get it confused. Rather, to empower American mothers to step in and intercede as God has commanded us to do. They are our children.
Amen.
They do not belong to the state, and the state has no say over our children, federal or local. So we're calling on parents everywhere to stand up and be firm and stop allowing the abuse of our children and the decimation of our country. It's time to be the people that our founders hoped we would be. Bradley, thank you so much for having me on today. I appreciate you tremendously.
You as well, kiddo. I'm so elated to hear what I'm hearing right now. I can't even tell you because, again, this is how we gauge people. This is how we gauge people that the Lord is using, by the fact that they're in trouble. Now, to the world and the professors, merely just to those professors, it's amazing to me
Yeah.
It honestly is amazing to me how our lives are surreal to them, yet it's very real to those that are in the fight. But so is the Lord in the process of giving us the victory. So I just appreciate you. I thank you very much for joining us. Sharona, I'm going to give you a call in just a couple minutes. I'm going to get you on some more radio shows here. I'll call you in just a minute. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. Folks, you're in a real fight. The war is against you. You better understand that. We'll talk to you in 23. See